Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, hour number two underway. If you missed the first hour, please go get the podcast. That's what it's there for. And for those of you that sent us holiday cards, a couple of them on the cabinet behind me here, thank you. Appreciated it. Had a great time for a couple of weeks. Took the family. We've never done this since the ankle biters have been biting ankles. But for the first time this Christmas, we had a chance to go somewhere for like a destination Christmas. And I rented this big SUV, because if it's not a big SUV, why rent it? And we loaded up all the suitcases and stuff, and we drove to North Carolina. And got to spend Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, a few days after Christmas, with an aunt and uncle who have a cabin in the Smoky Mountains, and it was just spectacular. And when you walked into the cabin, the aunt, Aunt Vicky, hi Aunt Vicky, had actually made, well, it looked like the set of a Hallmark Christmas movie. Like, there was a Christmas tree in every room of the log cabin, and they all had lights. And there were, like, these fake fireplaces that were actually, like, space heaters, but they looked like fireplaces, and they had, like, the little flame, and it just warmed the room up. And, like, it was, you could not have made a more welcoming and warm and wonderful environment. And you know what I love about North Carolina? You can buy guns there. Yes, yes. I might have come home with a couple. But it was so cool. And so we came back very happy to be home and to start the new year. New Year's was fun, too. We had some friends over. We spent the whole day in our pajamas. So that was that. I didn't post any pictures of what? My crew's complaining. Of the Smoky Mountains? Oh. Well, you got to follow me on Instagram. We had pictures. We had other stuff. Yeah, so and Dave brings up a good point. If you want to know more about my life, then follow my social media. I'm on Facebook.com/KMC01. I'm on Twitter, at KMC Radio. I'm on Instagram, at KMC Radio. And there's a few more out there. If you look in the right place, you might find me. That's always fun. By the way, social media and podcasts combined, SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. You want any podcast of this broadcast we've ever done? SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. You can also subscribe on iTunes. Look for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio. Just hit subscribe. You get it sent to your inbox. It's so simple, so easy. And on Saturday nights, I don't announce this enough, we stream this video that goes to Biz TV. We stream a closed-circuited version of that to YouTube and Periscope and Twitter. So if you're a Periscope user, if you're a Twitter user, if you're a YouTube user, you can search for Radio Night Live, Radio Night Live, and then pull that up, and there's our live stream on Saturday nights between 9 and 11 Eastern, and then we leave it up all weekend so you can catch up on it if you missed it, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, hey, another word of thanks. Due to the fact that some of you contributed to this, for the first time this year, we broke the 500,000 download mark for podcasts. And I think where we ended the year at was something like 564,000 or something like that, which is just an amazing thing, considering that at the end of year one, 4 or 5 years ago, we had like 3,000 downloads for the whole year. 500,000, 64,000, that's pretty cool, and I just want to say thanks. All right, so that's where we're at. What we're talking about tonight is the top story of the day. It's the president But it's also this, and I want to know, and I really do want to hear from my Democrat friends. And if you disagree with me, which a lot of you do, you get to go to the front of the line. I pledge to and promise to be nice to you. We don't have a ladies lounge tonight. It's just open phones for the remainder of the show. But here's what I want to know. Why is it when we killed this terrorist that the kind of knee-jerk reaction of the media and the Democrats, some people think I'm being redundant in saying that. I didn't say that. Some people say that. I didn't say that. But the media and the Democrats immediately begin saying it's wrong. It's a bad thing. He's starting World War III. I had a friend who doesn't even follow politics that was so ticked off on Facebook when I opened my Facebook up at 5:30 this morning here in New York, and she's on the West Coast. She had posted something relatively soon to when I checked it, and it was, if you believe that this is the start of World War III, then you have grossly misunderstood the contributions of those who served in World War II. Because we haven't done anything. Nothing's happened. We killed a terrorist. He didn't declare, President Trump didn't declare a war. He's declared no war. He had told Iran, if you kill Americans, you know, we reserve the right to do the same to you. They killed an American contractor. After they killed an American contractor, they attacked our embassy, which is sovereign territory. The law that runs the American embassy in Iraq is the exact same law that governs United States territory here on the mainland. All federal laws are in place. Those are our citizens. That is sovereign territory. An attack on an embassy is an attack on that sovereign country. And Iran put these thugs up to it. They had a few dozen out there at the beginning of the day. By the end of that day, they had thousands. And so the president said, look, I told you. And he had been pretty chill with Iran for the first 3 years. They've played, you know, now you see us, now you don't, in the Strait of Hormuz. They had taken some of our allies' tankers. They had confiscated oil. They'd done all kinds of things that they could have been pinched for. They attacked the Saudi gasoline refineries, for crying out loud. Like, just out of the blue, like, I think it was 5% of the world's production, oil production, in one attack. Just blew it off the face of the earth. So here's my question. They do all of this. The president is very restrained. He finally, we kill the number one most wanted terrorist on planet Earth. And what do the Democrats say? Well, Nancy Pelosi said, well, he didn't call me. Oh, well, you've been so friendly to him over the last 2 months, trying to get him thrown out of office. Well, he didn't call me. And you're the Speaker of the House. You're not the President. You don't get to make that decision. He doesn't have to call you. By the way, if Kevin McCarthy had been Speaker of the House, he probably wouldn't have called him either. I know that it's shocking to the people that testified in the impeachment about Ukraine policy. Did you notice that in all the hearings they kept saying, you know, well, the president defied traditional American policy? Duh! Why do you think he got elected? People didn't want the same policies that they had had before. And when you get elected by the Electoral College with overwhelming majorities, it was a landslide, you get to make the policy. You won. You get to make the decision. And in this case, it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't something that he just, you know, said, oh, well, let's just go get him. They had been watching this guy for a while, and other presidents have had a chance to take him out, and they never did it. And he stepped foot into one of our allies' sovereign territory. Now, here's the other question that nobody asked. The whole week, I was so ticked at this. They're so mad at the president. How dare he attack Iran? Where did he attack Iran at? What attack did he level against Iran? Soleimani was not in an Iranian embassy. He wasn't on Iranian soil. He wasn't even in the territory of an Iranian ally. Because right now, Iraq is our ally. And we're defending them against the Iranian incursions. So where did he attack Iran in all of this? And yet, after I explain all of that to you, please put Ilhan Omar's tweet on the screen. This is what the congresswoman from Minnesota tweeted. There is no way to overstate how ashamed, in all capital letters, I am to be called an American. And an American is in quotes. She's not even admitting to being an American. It's an American with quotation marks around it. She said, we need every world leader to rise up and demand that someone stops Trump from starting a catastrophic war with Iran. Okay, again, where did he attack Iran? He didn't attack Iran. He hit a terrorist on allied soil. And then she ends her tweet with this, in all caps, the time for violence is now. Meaning, violence against Trump to stop him from killing more terrorists. 888-340-3373. Your response. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. How do you react to that? If you like Ilhan Omar, how do you react to that? If you dislike her, how do you react to that? If you're an American, how do you react to what she said? 888-340-3373. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome back. Before we're done tonight, maybe in the last segment, I've got another story I got to get to. You know, we're in the post-Harvey Weinstein age and, you know, Me Too and Time's Up and all that other stuff. There's a very interesting development in Hollywood as it relates to this. I'll end with this before we're done tonight. But I'm taking your calls at 888-340-3373 around this idea that after we've had the Iranian Revolutionary Guard be designated a terrorist group, they make incursions upon our allies' border, Iraq. They come over. They're messing around in the local areas there. They're doing things they shouldn't be doing. They kill one of our contractors. Shortly after that, they start attacking our embassy. Now, I have a hunch as to why they're doing this, because things are not going well for them in Tehran. The sanctions have had a pretty big impact on how people are living or trying to live, and the mullahs there, particularly the supreme leader, is not particularly thought very highly of right now. And he keeps taking all of the money that every time they get an infusion of cash from something, he doesn't, like, help the people. He sets up proxy armies in places like Yemen and Lebanon and Gaza and Syria. And he gets involved in these regional wars, exerting influence. And guess who was in charge of all of that? Mr. Soleimani. He reported only to the supreme leader. There was no other accountability in his life. So he'd basically do and kill anybody he wanted, et cetera, et cetera. He was responsible for what we know of, at least 604 American deaths. We believe him to be responsible for many thousands of other people's deaths, too, throughout all of these proxy actions. Having said all of that, we had reasonable intelligence that he had gone to Iraq in the aftermath of the protests at the embassy to organize more attacks against Americans. And so the president had said, we're not going to have a Benghazi on my watch. This is not going to turn into that. He sent in 200 Marines the day after the embassy was attacked, and they scattered like cockroaches. And now he gets word that this guy has landed and is on the ground. We have a drone in the area. We have a big air base right there in Iraq. We have the green zone. Send the drone off. Drone flies around, sees the vehicle that he's in, pinpoints it, kills him. Kills him and all the Iranians that were with him. Didn't kill the Iraqis that were with him. Killed the Iranians that were with him, because there were some Iraqis escorting him back and forth to where they were going. So, having said that, we immediately come out, and in this country, in America, you have the media and all of the very smart talking heads on the Sunday shows, Chuck Todd and, you know, whoever else does all this stuff. And then you had the major leaders across the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi, obviously the squad, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, they were all jumping in right away. But then, and Nancy Pelosi felt personally slighted that as the Speaker of the House, she didn't get consulted before he launched this attack. You know why he's not going to tell Nancy Pelosi anything? Because she can't keep her fat mouth shut. That's the bottom line. He tells her something, it leaks. And every time he's told her something, it's in the press before it has a chance to take place. So he just learned, well, I'm just going to do it, and then I'll tell her. Or she can find out by watching TV. So he authorizes this hit. We take out the terrorist. We take out his five or six deputies that are with him. It's a huge kill. Because the level of leadership that was taken down had layers of seniority to it. Now all of their proxies are fighting in these areas without centralized leadership. There's going to have to be some sort of stabilizing force. When we find out the name of that guy, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in time we visit a little drone over his head. Now the question becomes, what should the American response to this be? In the first hour, we heard from Connie, we heard from David, we heard from Frank, we heard from Sam. And they all said, this is the right action because this guy was a terrorist. Now, it doesn't help things when the media is also playing the game. So the Washington Post, a few weeks ago when we got al-Baghdadi, who was the head of ISIS, who's kind of like the counterpart to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So if the Sunni Arabs had a terrorist arm like ISIS, and they had a leader of that arm of ISIS, which was Baghdadi, who had founded them, he was kind of the equivalent, at least in the eyes of Sunni terrorists, of this man Soleimani for the Shiites. And he has, you know, his network and his people, and they all look up to him, and he's kind of the hot, you know, top dog. So we kill Baghdadi. The Washington Post runs the headline, U.S. Assassinates or kills or murders revered Islamic scholar. Al-Baghdadi was not a revered Islamic scholar. He was a terrorist and founder of ISIS, which was a terrorist group committed to killing Americans. Well, this guy bites it at the wrong end of that drone on Thursday or Friday. The Washington Post headline, U.S. kills revered military leader. I quit. Like, what are we supposed to do at this point? Is someone from, you know, like Islamic Jihad on the editorial board of the Washington Post? How on earth do we get those kinds of headlines in an American newspaper? These guys are not revered anything. They are terrorist scumbags that needed to be dealt with and should have been dealt with a long time ago. At least in Soleimani's case, there were three, maybe four administrations that had a shot at him. And nobody ever took it. He was on our allies' soil. What was he doing in Iraq? Why was that terrorist leader from right now, someone who's not an ally with Iraq, Iran, why, and they've, you know, been at war back and forth many times over the years, what was he doing on Iraqi soil? The other thing that the Democrats and the media are all doing is saying that the president's trying to start a war. Starting a war. Starting a war. Starting World War III. Starting a war. Well, doesn't have to be. They killed our contractor. We killed their terrorist. It could end right here. No. They decide to announce today that they will probably retaliate within weeks, and they've got 35 spots that they believe that they can hit. Big headlines all over the European papers today. 35 targets that the Iranians will pledge to hit because they're going to retaliate and they're going to do it sooner rather than later. So the president goes, well, okay, that's the way it's going to be. I've got 52 of your sites we'll be willing to take down. I saw a Never Trumper tweet, why is the president threatening Iraqi sacred sites? I can't even anymore with this stuff, friends. Why are the Democrats, the Never Trumpers, and the media on the side of the dead terrorists? Why aren't they on the side of Americans? Do you have any idea? Can you explain it to me? Somebody give me some clue as to why they are on their side. Coming right back from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. He spoke on the Senate floor.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members and Qasem Soleimani.
Speaking in Palm Beach, Florida, President Trump explained why they chose to strike.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
A rampage in Austin, Texas has killed a man who was at a burrito shop. Police Sergeant David Daniels says they don't know what set off the suspect, who also assaulted others in the area.
A tragic situation that somebody has lost their life. This is the first homicide of 2020.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The question is simple. The media, the Democrats, and Never Trumpers, and by that I mean like presidential candidate Joe Walsh and Bill Kristol and some of those guys, they all jumped on board and said, you know, he's violating his oath of office. Only Congress can declare war. Have you heard him declare war on anything? He killed a terrorist in our allies' sovereign territory. A terrorist that had created an uprising against our sovereign territory, our embassy. Ilhan Omar, an elected congressional member of Congress, went on Twitter and said this. She said, there is no way to overstate how ashamed I am to be called an American. American, by the way, is in quotes. So she's not just being called an American. She's being called an American. So she's ashamed to be an American. Then she says, we need every world leader to rise up and demand that someone stops Trump from starting a catastrophic war with Iran. Of course, he's saying the reason he killed the terrorists is so that we wouldn't go to a catastrophic war with Iran. And then she ends it with this. In all capital letters, the time for violence is now. How do you, those of you listening to me right now, my phone line's open, 888-340-3373. You have to head it, extension 1 when it answers. That pushes you through to the on-air line. If you hit extension 2, it goes to the office. Go to extension 1, gets you through to Dave, who's our phone screener tonight. He can get you on the air. 888-340-3373, extension 1. 888-340-3373. But she says, I'm ashamed to be an American. And she wants violence to be used by world leaders to stop Trump now. Now, I'm just wondering if some Make America Great Again hat-wearing Southerner, let's say from Mississippi, while President Obama was in office, said, I don't like the fact that he's doing all these regulations against free industry. And so he's putting our kids in the poorhouse. And I think it's time to rise up with violence against President Obama now. Do you think that it would have been 24 hours before there were FBI people knocking on that door, asking that person with the Make America Great Again hat, what'd you mean by that? What'd you mean about the calling for violence against the president? She said the time for violence is now, and unlike what they did with Trump's transcript of his phone call where he said, I need a favor, and then they jumped down 504 words and connected something he said down there, which was the request to look into the Biden. So they left out 504 words. She didn't leave 504 words in. She said, I need someone to step up and stop Trump. And then the next sentence is, the time for violence is now. In all capital letters, which is what when you're on social media? That's the equivalent of screaming. The time for violence is now. Now, has she had a visit from the CIA or from the FBI? Should she? She has said some of the most hostile, anti-Semitic, anti-American. Do you remember the video that came out about a year ago in which she's conversing with an Islamic TV host? And she's like, you know, oh, Al-Qaeda, oh, yeah. And she's laughing at how Americans cower at the word Al-Qaeda. She's like, oh, they say Al-Qaeda, and Americans are like, oh, it's, and they all cower. And then she's like, you know, in the meantime, everybody in our community, we're like laughing with our shoulders. Ha, 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 ha. She's the same person that has said the most resolutely anti-Semitic stuff against Israel, our biggest ally in the Middle East. So here's the real challenge. And friends, it's I'm asking a hard question. I want to know your thought on it. Ilhan Omar says she's ashamed to be an American, as an elected member of Congress, mind you. She wants every world leader to step up and stop Trump. And she says the time for violence is now. She's calling for violence against the president in order to stop him from doing his lawfully elected duty as the free leader of America. Supported by, you know, tens of millions of voters. 888-340-3373. If you can decide what I believe about this and disagree with me, I will let you go to the front of the line. Otherwise, we're just going to take your calls as they come in. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, 888-340-3373.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Pillow.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Trump, Iran, America, Congress, media, the Democrats, controversy. I think I'm going to write about this for Town Hall tomorrow, and I'm pretty steamed, so it should be a pretty good column. I just put let's put Ilhan Omar's quote on the screen one more time for those of you able to watch by way of television, and I'll read it to you. This is what she said on Twitter after we killed the terrorist. There is no way to overstate how ashamed I am to be called an American. That's her opening statement. No way to overstate how ashamed she is to be an American. We need every world leader to rise up and demand that someone stops Trump from starting a catastrophic war with Iran. So, she's ashamed. She's asking for foreign leaders to stop our leader. Right? Am I misreading that, guys? Anybody that's taking a look at it? Am I misreading that? We need every world leader. So, I guess that includes our enemies, too. So we need every world leader to rise up and demand that someone stops Trump from starting a catastrophic war with Iran. Huh. You know what? that she could be even meaning Iran themselves. If she's asking for every world leader, then she means the supreme leader in Iran, too. Steps up and stops Trump. And then she says, this is her final sentence, and it's in all capital letters, the time for violence is now. Now, she doesn't want catastrophic war. She doesn't want Iran to have catastrophic war. But she wants violence used against her president. How do you respond to that? 888-340-3373. Let's go to Jefferson, Indiana. Marianne is there. Marianne, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I came to America close to 55 years ago. And since the beginning, you know, I know the bad people and good people for America. This lady, she's been placed in that position, and she's the extension of Obama. If she doesn't like, she's ashamed to be American, she should leave this country. Like President Trump said, and I know, you know, if people, they don't like this country, myself, I will pay her a ticket one way.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be here.
She doesn't. She can go back to Somalia. Yeah.
She should go back to Somalia. You know, and do what if people like rhetoric over there, that's fine. But here in America, we don't have room for that kind of rhetoric, much less in the position that she is. And I really don't know who elected this lady.
Marianne,
the other three.
Member of Congress call for violence against her own president?
Exactly.
I've never heard that happen before.
That's terrible.
Thank you for the call, Marianne. Thank you. I understand your frustration, and I'm glad you came to America 55 years ago, Marianne, because it sounds like you love this country, which is something I wish Ilhan Omar did. Line two, let's talk to Pam in St. Petersburg, Florida. Pam, are you listening on radio tonight? Are you by chance listening to WTBN AM 570 down there?
Yes, I am.
All right. I thought maybe that was the case. What's your thought tonight?
I'm just so disgusted with the whole thing. You know, all you hear is, you know, things against Trump. No matter what he does, no matter what he doesn't do, he's wrong. He can't do anything right. I believe that Omar and the rest of her people that are in the Congress are just trying to overthrow the whole entire American government. They do not want us to be free. They want to be able to control the masses by keeping them on welfare and keeping them down, not allowing them to get ahead. They want them to be totally and completely dependent on the government.
Right.
And that's the way that they work the system.
I sense.
And you have this man that has not ever been a politician, and he knows a whole different way of making money and opening his mouth and saying things that they are all afraid to say. And they're all scared in their boots because they know he's doing a great job. And he's, you know, doing more than any of the other politicians has ever done.
Well, and he'll keep them. They're more afraid of the fact that they know that he's going to keep them from getting power for another 4 years. Like, it seems to me that with the left, it's always about power. It's never about what's good for the country. It's about getting and maintaining power.
They want to keep people that don't have power down. They want to keep them in a position where they can just feed off of them by, you know, taxes and by keeping them, from getting ahead by, you know, keeping them on welfare and things like that.
Let me ask you this.
All the government.
Pam, let me ask you a question about 2020, because obviously now that we're into January, it's the election year. You sound like a reasonable person. You live in a very important state. What do your neighbors think of, and do they have a difference between maybe Trump the man and Trump the president in terms of what he's done by way of policy. But what the people that you interact with, your neighbors who live around you, what are they saying about his job performance?
Well, I live in St. Petersburg, Florida, and everyone here loves Trump.
Okay.
They know that they're intelligent enough to know that if you play the stock market today and you know, get into Apple or one of the big companies, you'll make a lot of money.
And you weren't doing that just a few years ago.
Do something like that.
Yeah. All right. Pam, good stuff. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening on Saturday night, and have a happy new year. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're going to take a break, but, Tom, I see you calling from Montana. I've got one phone line open at 888-340-3373. We'll get to more of your calls as we continue, after the break. I do want to tell you this. If you have not yet tried the MyPillow.com Giza Dream Sheets, Mike Lindell has them tonight for buy one set, get one set free. These are special sheets. He has the cotton brought in from Egypt, the Nile River region specifically, to be able to make these. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on. My bride and I agree. That's why we have them. Buy one, get one free tonight. At 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC when you call. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KATE.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Holy cow, it's the end of the show. What happened to the show? 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough. I didn't even realize it. Seriously, the hour has gone by so quickly. And we didn't have Ladies Lounge tonight, so the whole format was kind of throwing me off. Let's get Tom from Montana in here real quick. Line one. Tom, we've got limited time, but go ahead and make your point, sir.
I imagine Mr.
Tom, are you there? Sounds like he's there. 3, 2, 1. We lost him. Tom, I'm so sorry. Your cell cut out. Let's kill that line and go to Jamie from Nevada on line 2. Hello, Jamie. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hi. I was just listening to that woman who was talking about people being on the government and they don't want to work and all this about putting people who get some sort of help from the government. I don't agree with her. I didn't get an opportunity to finish high school, so I'm going back to get my high school diploma.
Good job.
And a paper I had to write was, thank you, and a paper that I had to write was on minimum wage. And I have an old dictionary and Nails standard dictionary, and the other one is our Webster dictionary. And so I looked that word up, minimum wage, in both dictionaries. And in both dictionaries, it states that by law, employees with some kind of agreement that they have with the government can pay people the least amount of money to work. And they are still doing that. And if this is, and it's obvious that's what they're doing, because the cost of living is high. People are still getting $7 and $8 a month. A day to work. The rent is $900, especially here in Nevada. It has went up because Tesla has come.
Jamie, so I hear what you're saying. The minimum wage discussion is worth having. Maybe I'll do that on an upcoming show one of these Saturday nights, and maybe you can call in and we can go, because we've touched on a lot of stuff there that I don't really have time to unpack completely. And Tom is back. Let's go to line one. I want to try to get Tom's comment in here before we're out of time. Tom, welcome. You're back with Kevin McCullough. Real quick, sir.
I imagine Mr. Zuckerberg is going to shut down her account because she's advocating violence now.
Well, actually, it would be at Jack that would be shutting him down, because Zuckerberg owns Facebook. But they should. If Twitter was going to be fair, what they would do is they would shut her account down. But I appreciate the observation, Tom. It's worth noting that Twitter is often very inconsistent with what they do and do not enforce. Forget Twitter. Is it not a criminal, and thanks for the call, Tom, is it not a criminal action to threaten violence against the sitting president? I thought that would be treason. Am I wrong? Email me, kmcradio@gmail.com, if you've got thoughts. Anyway, it was a great show. Appreciated all the calls that came in from literally across America. We'll be back next Saturday. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Look forward to a very busy 2020 as we participate in the most important election of our lifetimes. We'll see you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.